And it's just one of those things. One of those things you can't explain. One of those things that's the beautiful thing about soccer and then the bad thing about soccer. But at the end of the day, I think the most important thing was that we won. The team came through. The guys had my back. Drake Callender made an unbelievable save, and then he went on to win it. And, I mean, no, in the moment, I felt terrible. I felt like I let the team down. All the hard work that we had put in to get ourselves into the final, to get ourselves a first hardware. You know, it was a difficult moment, but I had the support of my teammates, you know. Leo, Sergio, Jordi, DeAndre, everybody knows in that locker room what I've given up for the team, and they all backed me up. And at the end of the day, the most important thing was the dub and to get the trophy and to, of course, celebrate and lift it. So that was a beautiful thing. But for sure, roller coaster of emotions.
Welcome back, Footy family. This is the episode 59 of the Footy Pod, and we're recording here from the Mesquite Arena on Saturday, December 23rd, where the Texas Outlaws are playing host to the Dallas Sidekicks in a local MASL derby. And taking the honorary first kick at tonight's game was former FC Dallas homegrown talent and the player with the single most appearances for Inter Miami, with 78 games to his name, none other than Victor Ulloa. So, of course, we had to get him on, ask him a few questions. So, appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah,
nice,
man,
meeting you formally.
Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
I did want to ask you about kind of your time coming through the FC Dallas Academy, because that was, you know, when the professional academies, MLS academies had first started. DA was a brand new thing. So can you just kind of talk us through your progress going through the FC Dallas Academy and then your transition into the first team?
Yeah, no, I think, like you said, it was a brand new program at the time. I don't know if it was 2005 or 2006. It was one of those years. FC Dallas had open tryouts. They went out on TV and they said, hey, like, whoever makes our team, they basically won't have to pay anything in terms of trips,
like,
hotels.
Yeah, sign me up for,
like,
that.
So, I mean, for me, it was a big step in my career, especially for my parents.
Yeah.
Because they sacrificed a lot to take me everywhere at a young age, and it was my turn to hopefully try and help them out in some way and still be able to play the game that I love. But I joined the team. I was there for 4 years. It was one of the happiest times of my career. I think for my development, they helped me out big time. You know, we set the foundation and the culture for that club, and look at how successful it's been for years. So I'm proud to say that I was a pioneer in there, in that program. Transitioning to the first team, we were one of the first homegrowns, the first four. Signed in 2010. I was 18 years old, and making the transition was difficult. You know, we all believe in... We all think that we're the best players on our teams growing up, and maybe that is the case for some and maybe not for some. But when you get to the MLS, it's a different animal. It's a different beast. The speed of level, the speed of play, the physicality, everything, every aspect of it is just a different beast that you are definitely not prepared for, but you think you are. And I think it's part of being young, you know, having that hunger. So we definitely had that, but it took a lot of work. It was hard work. It was a lot of grind. And a lot of the same stuff that we had been doing in the academy. Just keep working, keep that strong mentality. And finally, I was able to break into the first team. I signed in 2010. I didn't play for 3 years. I had my debut in 2011, and I didn't play after that until 2014.
That must have been tough.
2014. So for the first 3 years of my career, I was just training. I was playing reserve games. But I kept going. I kept grinding. I never gave up. I had a strong, strong support system in my parents and my family. But more than anything, they helped me with my mentality. My mentality was strong. It was there. I had a saying that I've said before, and I haven't said it in a while, but it was, you can bend me, but you're not going to break me. And I had that type of mentality throughout that tough time in my career. And finally, when I got an opportunity to play on the first team, I took advantage of it, and I was ready. I was prepared. I had been working hard for it. And from then, you know, I went on to play. I've been playing for 13 years now. I just finished my 13th year. And proud to have been part of my journey, man. I wouldn't change a thing. A lot of times you think back and you're like, maybe I should have gone to school. Maybe I should have taken a scholarship to a college and then got drafted. But no, man, I think the experiences that I got in those difficult times really made me learn and really taught me about sacrifice, about hard work. And it helped me with the mentality that I have today.
And that's so clear to see just from this short conversation. You know, like, you can see the professionalism in it. And it's such a good example for, you know, young players, and you've been such a good example for them that have looked up to you, you know, coming through FC Dallas and like you said, being a pioneer there. And then you were obviously a pioneer in multiple places after that, too. So
another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
We have some mutual friends. I was telling you before that, you know, we were watching your recent game, you know, with Miami in the League's Cup final. First final in the history of the club. A lot of publicity around the event and just so much going on. You know, he tells me that he gave you a little shout before the game, hit you with a good luck shout. So we were real excited to watch the game, and you know, it's how finals usually go, very competitive, and you go to penalties, right? You're in the game at this point, you get your moment, you have a chance to win the game at the end, penalties missed. So I just wanted to ask you this right up front, get straight to the business. What was kind of like your mindset in that moment? What was going through your mind, missing the penalty? And you know, was there anything said from those guys in terms of, you know, words of encouragement or any way that they acknowledge you to kind of like keep your mind right in that moment?
No, man, definitely a tough moment in my career. Like you mentioned, it was all there for me for the glory, you know, to win the first championship, being the longest tenured player. Like I had an opportunity to do it, but unfortunately, that's how soccer is. And this time it was my turn to miss. In the moment, I felt like I wanted the earth to eat me up, man.
You look confident.
Yeah, no. Stepping up to it, I felt great. I felt confident. They asked me right away. My decision was yes, I'll take it. Absolutely. Yeah. We'd been training him in practice, and I'd been on. And it's just one of those things. One of those things you can't explain. One of those things that's the beautiful thing about soccer, and then the bad thing about soccer. But at the end of the day, I think the most important thing was that we won. The team came through. The guys had my back. Drake Callender made an unbelievable save, and then he went on to win it. And I mean, no, in the moment, I felt terrible. I felt like I let the team down. All the hard work that we had put in to get ourselves into the final, to get ourselves a first hardware, you know, it was a difficult moment, but I had the support of my players, the support of my teammates, you know, Leo, Sergio, Jordi, DeAndre, everybody knows in that locker room what I've given up for the team, and they all backed me up. And at the end of the day, the most important thing was the dub and to get the trophy and to,
of course,
celebrate and lift it. So that was a beautiful thing. But for sure, a roller coaster of emotions.
If you've been close to that level, you know, you've experienced it. There's so many ups and downs. And when once you get to that level, it's players that really can manage that and stay balanced through all the lows and the highs that ultimately, like, create the most longevity in their career. So for the question really is for, you know, younger players that are coming up, like, what would be your advice to a player that finds themselves in a similar situation? Because at one point or another, it's going to happen to every player. You're going to miss a penalty. You're going to miss, you know, a chance. You're going to, you know, miss a save as a goalkeeper in a crucial moment. But, you know, that's part of it. And so how do you just manage that within yourself going through those times, especially, you know, if you're not quite as experienced like you are?
No, I think you said it well. I think the most important thing and the biggest advice I could give anybody is don't get too high when it's going good and don't get too low when it's going bad. I think the beautiful thing about this sport, and it's a little bit cliche maybe, but you always have another opportunity and you're going to have another go at it. And the most important thing is that you give it your all and you do whatever it is you're going to do with confidence and with decision. You know, we step on the field wanting to play great every single game, but that's 22 players plus the substitutions. You know, it's not going to happen for everybody. So that would be my advice. Just keep working, stay humble, and don't get too low when you're doing bad and don't get too high when you're doing well.
Because it was instantly a race. Like, you know, I think it was two kicks later that you win it, right?
We went to the full 11, the full 12.
Okay. Yeah. So you were the fifth taker.
I was the fifth.
And then you go all the way to 11.
We went to 11.
So you're just sweating that whole time. Like,
this whole time I'm just like, oh, please, no. I mean, I was like, don't lose. No, come on. And I was so nervous. I mean, I think I was, before the penalty shootout, I was okay. I was a little bit nervous, but you know, it's just normal things that happen during those type of games. But afterwards, no, it was absolutely chaos.
The emotions
that I have was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So what was, like, I would say, since you did go on to win, how do you think your mindset was affected in that sense if it had been the other results, right? If you ended up losing the match, like, how do you think that would have affected you, you know, the next day and the weeks after?
No, I think for sure. I mean, even though we won, mentally it still took a toll on me. You know, I stepped up and I wanted to make it, and I didn't. So it helped that we won, yeah, but I can imagine if we lost. I think mentally would have been the toughest battle to overcome. But again, I've been playing for a long time, and I've had a great support system. I've been able to do like protocols and little things myself to where I don't get too low. You know, I'm going to have another opportunity. I gave it my all. I stepped up to score. I did it, and it's going to be it. That's how soccer's written. You know, if it was perfect and everything went well, then I think it would be boring. That's the beautiful aspect of the game. I mean, you see the emotions from the champions, and you see the emotions from the losers.
Yeah.
And going to PKs, I mean, what an unbelievable game. We both deserve to win. That's the reality. But, I mean, it felt nice. It felt great. It helped a lot that we won. And, again, my family, just the support of my family and my friends and my wife, especially at home, you know, knowing that they always have my back no matter what, I think that's huge. Having a support system is huge.
What do you think is next in the cards for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a free agent currently. I'm looking for a team. I'm having conversations with different teams to see where my best fit might be, and hoping that I can hop onto one of these MLS teams or where it is that I'm going to play and get to work. You know, I've been training, I've been staying fit, and I'm ready to work. I still think I have a lot to give, and I can't wait. I'm looking forward to another season.
You got, you know, loads of experience. Like, you've been in the league for a long time, so surely someone is looking for a player like you that can come in and contribute in some way. Looking forward to seeing, you know, where you land next, and just looking forward to continuing to follow your career and seeing the type of impact you can continue to make. So, Victor,
thanks,
appreciate
man.
Your appreciate time,
you.
Man.
And yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the talk, man.
Of course.
Thanks for having me.